Joining us now is John Malcolm from the Heritage Foundation. John, thanks for joining us. What's your take on what we've heard in the Senate yesterday and the House today regarding the IG report?
Well, look, it's quite a read, the IG report. I've gone through the entire 500-page report, and it is deeply disturbing. As somebody who spent 10 years in the Department of Justice, I should say at the outset that I know Michael Horowitz. I worked with him when he was chief of staff to Mike Chertoff in the criminal division, and I hold him in the highest regard, both for his expertise and doggedness and, mm-hmm. and the unbiased nature and depoliticized nature of his recommendations. That being said, I don't agree with everything in the report, but it's certainly very thorough, and it paints a very deeply disturbing picture of what's going on at the FBI at the highest levels. You had people in charge of two incredibly sensitive investigations, one involving Hillary Clinton, the other involving Donald Trump, who had a clear bias in favor of Hillary Clinton and against Donald Trump. You had an FBI director who took it upon himself to be the attorney general and, mm-hmm. and make decisions totally cutting out the chain of command. You have an FBI that is using personal devices for FBI business up to and including the director who are violating policies about talking to the press right and left, leaking like a sieve and accepting gifts from the media. I mean, it's just very disturbing up and down the line.
Is there any repercussion for any of these folks that are kind of outed in this report? Because it seems to me like everyone's going, yeah, that was bad anyway, and then kind of moving on into the way that they would be under the new FBI director, Christopher Wray. Peter Strzok, I mean, he's still employed, correct?
Yeah, and I don't think he's going to be for much longer. So this report makes it clear that referrals have been made to the FBI for disciplinary action. Lisa Page has already left. Jim Comey's obviously been fired. Andrew McCabe has already been fired. So there was one shoe to drop after the Inspector General's report pertaining to him. And now there's been a referral made with respect to Peter Strzok and the other two agents and one attorney at the FBI who also are accused of having had this political bias and using these personal devices, and the Inspector General made it clear that his investigation is continuing. He's investigating whether or not Jim Comey violated policies with respect to the release of these memos that he did to his Columbia University friend Dan Richman. He's looking into FBI leaks. He's looking into how the FBI handled the Trump investigation. So there's a lot more to come out of the Inspector General. And, look, it's certainly frustrating when you read a report like this and realize that there are people who did bad things who are still employed by the FBI, but they have now been, now that these reports have come out, they have been referred for disciplinary action, and I would be shocked if Peter Strzok is working at the FBI for much longer.
Can you help us understand the idea that there was no bias involved in some of these decisions? Because when you read through the report, it's kind of like a step-by-step process of bias. It's the way it feels to me when I read it, but I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a legal mind. So how do they get to the point where that political influence isn't a part of the bias that was affecting these investigations?
Sure. Now, I'm not sure I agree with this recommendation, but here was Inspector Horowitz's thinking on that. He says, look, it is very clear that some of the agents who worked on this case had a very clear bias against Donald Trump, and so he has not said that they had a bias. It's just a question of whether or not the bias infected this investigation. And what he says is, look, most of the critical decisions that were made in this case were made by part of a team, and that team included the prosecutors working on the case. There has been no allegation that these prosecutors were biased, and they were the people who made these critical decisions. And he points to at least two or three instances in which Lisa Page and Peter Strzok were arguing to be, if anything, more aggressive in seeking evidence than some of the prosecutors involved in the investigation wanted to be. Now, you can look at each of these individual decisions and say, well, it falls within this broad range of reasonableness But it was certainly not the best way to proceed. It was certainly out of the ordinary to proceed this way. And if you add this up enough times over the course of an investigation, I think the Inspector General could have been a little bit stronger and said, look, not only were some of these people biased, but there is a decent possibility that that bias infected this investigation. I mean, all investigations, particularly ones of this high a profile, involve hundreds if not thousands of decisions, and every single one of those decisions can either push aggressively towards making a case or towards tubing a case. And I saw enough troubling decisions that it led to me to believe that they were not really giving it the old college try to put together an aggressive investigation. But that was his thinking. His thinking was, as you look at each of these individual decisions, and really those decisions were mostly being made by the prosecutors, and there's been no allegation of bias against them. So one can take issue with that report in that regard, but he's certainly very thorough in terms of laying out the facts and why he reached that conclusion, even if I don't completely agree with that conclusion.
We're speaking with John Malcolm from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org online. Wonderful wealth of information there. The result of that bias, whether it affected anything or not, was, depending on which camp you talk to, the reason why Hillary lost, or maybe the reason why the Russia investigation was prioritized.
Right.
Is there any evidence of any actual swaying of an election, or, you know, partisan efforts made to prioritize one investigation over the other to harm President Trump?
Well, that's, of course, very, very difficult to say. And you raise a good point, by the way, in terms of the one place where the Inspector General does says, well, bias, we cannot eliminate bias as having had an impact on this investigation, is when they slow walk reviewing the classified emails and other emails that were found on Anthony Weiner's computer, and they prioritize the Russian investigation over that. The reason why I say it's impossible to say that is because, you know, Jim Comey was out there making these announcements, and these leaks were all occurring about the Christopher Steele dossier, Comey's announcement that he had closed an investigation and now is reopening an investigation. I mean, some of that stuff was taking place right around the time people were starting to engage in early and absentee voting, and it certainly had an impact on people's perceptions of these two candidates. And so, you know, whether it affected people either pro or con for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, you know, there was certainly evidence that the people who were there involved in these investigations were biased against Donald Trump, to the point that Peter Strzok said he was going to do whatever it took to stop Donald Trump. On the other hand, Jim Comey going out there and saying, well, we're going to close an investigation against Hillary Clinton, but we're going to tar her by describing how extremely careless she was, and then on the eve of the election announcing to Congress that they were reopening the investigation and then that they were closing it again, had to be dizzying in the minds of some voters. So each side had something to grab hold of if you wanted to talk about how bias might have impacted the election. I think the fact that all of these people were very much against Donald Trump is the slightly stronger argument.
Yeah, absolutely. John Malcolm, Heritage Foundation, thanks for providing us your insight on this. And it's good to hear. And we will look at more on heritage.org.
Sounds great, Andy. Good to be with you.
You too. Bye-bye.